जय श्री राम। राम भक्त हनुमान ये रखता है। वेलकम एवरीबॉडी टू अवर सेकंड सेशन ऑफ राम कथा रामायण। श्री रामः शरणं समस्त जगताम्, रामं विना का गति, रामेन प्रतिहन्यते कलिमलं, रामाय कार्यं नमः। रामात्यश्यति काल भीम भुजगो, रामश्च सर्वं वशे। रामे भक्तिरखंडिता भवतु मे, रामत्वमेवाश्रयः। That's the prayer at the lotus feet of Sri Ram at the very beginning of Ramayana Mahatmya. Sri Ramaha Sharanam Samasta Jagatam. Sri Ram is shelter for the whole world. Ramam Vina Kagati. And the question has been raised, is there any other destination for human beings other than Sri Ram? Ram is all in all and the goal of humanity at large. Ramena pratihanyate kalimalam. Ram is a destroyer of kalimala. Anything that is inauspicious, mal, that is dirty, is destroyed by Sri Ram. Ramaya karyam namaha. Unto such Ram and his pastimes and his personality, I offer my obeisances. Ramatrasyati kala bhima bhujago. Even the kal personified is scared, is afraid of Sri Ram. Bhujaga, yes, when Kal becomes serpent and ready to, not anyone here, but ready to gobble up. That Kal Sarpa. Kal taking the form of a serpent. Even that Kal is scared, afraid of Sri Ram. Ramascha sarvam vashe. Everything is under the control of Sri Ram. Rame bhakti rakhandita bhavatume. And I pray for uninterrupted devotion and devotional service unto Sri Ram. Ramatvameva ashrayaha. Ram, O Lord Sri Ram, you are the only shelter for me. The beauty is all the Vibhaktis have been used here, Prathama to Saptami to Sambodhan, like that, and made that into prayer. Sri Ramaha, Ramam, Ramena, Ramaya, Ramat, Ramasya, Rame, He Ram. In different cases they call cases, the Vibhaktis, and each one gets the prayer and the glory of Sri Ram. Something is making noise. So quite a pin drop silence here. No, it's okay. Once I get going, I think I will probably forget, transcend. Jai Sri Ram. So, we have only 3 days. We have only 2 days. We have only 1.5 day, as I'm looking at the watch here, clock here. Not even the whole day, huh? 1 day or 1.5 day. I wish we had all the time just to do this. And what about the duty? And what about the duty? We have duty. Is that the beauty? We have no other duty. We have no other duty. This is the best one. Final and constitutional duty. Go get a job! When we chant Hare Krishna on the streets of New York or New Jersey or wherever, Atlanta or Toronto or Tokyo, sometimes people go get a job. And the Hare Krishna say, we are on the job. This is our job. This is the job. But we are the bodies. And with body comes other things. And then there is no end. And we stay busy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 4 weeks in a month, and 12 months in a year, and all the years of our lives think, oh, I'm on duty, I have a duty to perform. If we are a soul, yes, are we a soul? We have souls? You have souls, or? You also have souls. Yeah. That's nice. Can we live just as the souls? Or do we need body? Do we need body? Is it possible to survive, exist without the body? Just imagine for a moment. Not possible, that Mataji thinks. She is convinced you won't survive. It is required to be on this earth? Do we have to be on this earth? Does it need a body? I didn't say to be on the earth, or because you are thinking of the earth. Yeah, we could exist without the body. And some devotees have already demonstrated that. Almost 24 hours, Haridas Thakur is chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and they are almost like body doesn't exist for them. So they are very close to that existence without the body, that there would no need of body. Yeah, but we have the body. But sometimes we just become the bodies also. And we do not take into consideration that we have the soul. And we simply keep taking care of the body or the bodies of others, ignoring, forgetting the soul altogether. So more we could take care of ourselves. Take care of yourself. How many times you have heard this mantra? Take care of yourself. Either take care of yourself. But so what is that self? Soul. The soul is that self. So to take care of that soul, self, we have assembled here to feed that self, to nourish that self, to make that self healthy, make our atmas, mahatmas, or Paramatma also. Could we make our Atma into Paramatma? Now you know. But Mahatma, Mahatma is what? Only when you have saffron clothes like Ekalavya Prabhu, then you are Mahatma, or? Could child be also Mahatma? Mahatma child. Mahatma lady, Mahatma. It has nothing to do with the what color of the cloth you are wearing. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivi prakriti masrita. Anyone who has taken shelter of daivi prakriti, of the Lord, that person is Mahatma. So anyone who chants Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, that's Mahatma. Anyone who listens to Krishna, to Sri Ram, that person is Mahatma, or is becoming one as he is chanting and hearing and feeding the soul. He's growing. His health is getting better all the time. You won't be the same. What you were at the beginning, what you were at 6:30, by 9 o'clock, you already have become bigger size Mahatma. You do not sleep. Didn't get that. So, when we are connected with Paramatma, we become Mahatma. And that flow, Ram flows in our direction in the form of His holy name, in the form of His pastimes, His form, His abode. There's a current, there's a flow of spiritual energy, and the nourishment, the tonic, and we become healthy, normal size. So Lord Ram, along with Sita and Lakshman, they're already in the forest, on exile, and ready to be there in the forest for 14 years as Vanavasis, literally like one of the residents of that forest, depending on natural resources and no pillow, but arms are the pillows, no Dunlop mattresses, but just soft grass. If it is available, soft. If no, whatever kind of dry grass or no grass, whatever kinds of fruits or leaves or dry leaves, the barks are the clothing, and there's plenty of water, crystal clear water, as pure as the purified mind of the sages. There's a description we find in Shastra. It says, the water is as clear as the clear mind of a saintly person. You don't need a water purifying plant. Just purifying the mind. If we all purify our mind, you could close those water purifying plants. Right? Did you get that? There's everything. We were asking Ramchandra Prabhu. He said, there's something was making noise in the kitchen. I said, what is this sound? He said, this pot washing or dish washing. And there is some cloth washing machine, this washing. I said, where is mind washing? There's something mind washing also. And if there was something to wash the mind, then job done. Life could be so simple and natural. Close to nature, close to God. So Sri Ram was leading that kind of simple living and high thinking. And what are we doing? Living is very high. Thinking, low or no? There's also a difference. When you say, just do it, means no thinking. Just do it. Don't even think. If you feel good, do it. Just do it. So, that's why we are studying Ramayana here. The best example of simple living and high thinking. We need Ramayana and Ram now than ever before. And Ram is available, his example, his ideal is here for us to follow. That we become better human beings, better character and what not, all the good qualities. Generous we become, friendly we become, what not we become, clean we become, good neighbors we become, good parents, good friends, goodness would prevail in all our dealings and activities. By having that connection with Sri Ram, Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it was time to cross the river. And the boatman was there. Nishad. Nishadra. Kevar is another name. Ramayana says Nishad, Guha, and Kevar to this. He said, he was talking to Lakshmana or something. Now my job is same as Sri Ram's job. And when Lakshmana heard that, he was furious. What? You're comparing your activities with my Sri Ram? And then he explained, I take people across to the other shore in my boat. And Ram takes people also across this material ocean of material existence. Some similarities there. So once he was on the other side, Sri Ram, Lakshman, Sita, they visit ashram of Bharadvaj Muni. This is in Prayagraj already, on the banks of Tribeni Sangam, confluence of Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati. Sri Ram is very, very respectful to the sages. He was trained like that. Being Kshatriya, he also thought the Brahmins are superior. We are just the Kshatriyas, we are just the arms. The Brahmins are Uttama Anga. This is the top, most part of the body is head. So likewise, the Brahmins, that is Brahmins' position, they're top in the society. They are the direction provider. They are the guide. Even for the arms, when to act, when not to act, this is direction comes from the head, from the Brahmanas. So he was trained like that. So, full dandavats at the feet of Bharadvaj Muni and sitting at his feet, he listens to all that good advice, etc., that Bharadvaj Muni had for Sri Ram. Sri Ram is also looking for, some place he could, the part of the forest where he could stay. And Bharadvaj Muni was the one. He said, you see that? That mountain? That is in Chitrakoot. That time. That mountain is still there, but not that tall to be seen from Prayagraj. But it seemed that those days, they could point out to that mountain. So they started their journey in the direction of Chitrakoot. As they were departing, Bharadvaj Muni chanting all the auspicious mantras. Swasti Vachan, mantras he chanted, you can chant. We have Muni here also. So.
Om punantu mam devajanaha, punantu manasadhyaha, punantu vishvabhutani, jata veda punihimam, om asakamraha punyaha bhavantu bruvantu, om punyaha, om punyaha, om punyaha. Om Swastino Govindaha, Swastino Achyutananta, Swastino Vasudevo Vishnur Dadatu, Swastino Narayano Narovai, Swastino Padmanabham Purushottamo Dadatu, Swastino Vishvaksheno Vishveshvaraha, Swastino Rishikesho Harir Dadatu, Swastino Vainateyo Harihi, Swastino Anjanasuto Hanura Bhagavato Dadatu, Swasti, Swasti, Sumangalai, Kesho Mahan, Shri Krishna Satchidananda Gana Sarveshwareshwaro Dadatu.
You heard in the back? So Swasti Vachan, so Swasti, all auspiciousness he was praying for. You're entering the forest and there be no obstacles, no difficulties. Let there be all auspiciousness. So, Bharadvaj Muni chanted those prayers as Sri Ram was departing for Chitrakoot. On the way, they also meet Valmiki Rishi. Valmiki Muni's ashram is, we went up there. This is different from the other one that I mentioned yesterday. Other one was on the bank of Ganga near Varanasi where he compiled his Ramayana, and Sita and Lav Kush also stayed. So that this one is another ashram. I visited both. Not this time. I visited one this time and one in the past. I also visited Chitrakoot. We are going there. I also. Did you go to Chitrakoot? Anyone here? Chitrakoot. No, Mataji. One Mataji. Yes, several. About half dozen hands are up. Flute. Is your flute went or you went? You both. So Valmiki Muni also had to. Ram was making some further inquiries where to stay. And then Valmiki Muni in turn inquires from Sri Ram, please tell me first of all where you do not stay. Is there any place where you do not stay? If you tell me, then I will say, then there you stay. Where you do not stay, there you stay. Pretty smart reply. But then said, but you have asked me. Well, so then he gave another, he made kind of appeal to Sri Ram. My dear Lord, you please stay, make your residence in the hearts of your devotees. You like that? Yeah? Sounds good? Anyone for this? Ram staying in your heart? Some room there? Huh? Or it's already packed? And get rid of some undesirable elements or entities or... And once you have Ram in the heart, your heart becomes... You become big-hearted. You could accommodate the whole world in the heart. When Ram is not there, then it's just you and maybe a few fellows, your selfish little narrow world there. So Ram, Sita, Lakshman, they proceed to Chitrakoot. It's one of the most scenic places I have ever visited. And what to speak, of 900,000 years ago. Oh, how much beauty and tranquility and the purity and of that place. There's a river, Mandakini River flows. Oh, water is so clear. I saw so many fish communities doing their Swachhanda Vihar. They're swimming. And you could see deep into the waters. Waters were very, very clear. And then we went kind of some distance towards the town, and the water was getting muddy and away into the countryside, into the forest, into the mountain, those clear waters. As soon as the human touch, everything is nasty, dirty. So these things had nothing to do with these dirty businesses at Ram's time. So there's Ram Ghat, there's Sita Ghat. Even now, Ram took bath there, and quite some distance away, Sita used to take her bath. They made Parnakutir there, residence, some bamboos and some leaves, thatched roof. The locals also helped to make that residence. And Ram stays there. It's the longest period of Ram's, the 14-year exile, is spent in Chitrakoot. Some 11 and a half years out of 14 years, he spends in Chitrakoot. This is the time, this is the place Bharat comes. Bharat and Ram Bharat Milan, Milap, took place in Chitrakoot. Bharat was, when he returned to Ayodhya, well, he was out of station. He was not in station when all these things transpired. This Kaikai asking for the boon and Ram into the forest and all this proposal of Bharat becoming the prince, the king. He did not know. So when he returned, because by the time he returned to Ayodhya, his father also was no more. And due to the pangs of separation from Sri Ram, he went back home. He departed. In the middle of the night, he left the body. Just prior to that, he was talking to Kaushalya. He shared that episode when he was in the forest hunting, and the Shravan Kumar was carrying his parents, taking them on pilgrimage. They were blind, old and blind. He had placed them at some distance and he had gone looking for water. Parents were thirsty. And he, as he was filling the pot, made some sounds. And Dashrath, the king, he was hiding, looking for some prey, some animal to come to drink water. And he thought, oh, it's some animal. And without thinking further, he just shot an arrow. And when he rushed to the spot, thinking is lion or tiger or what is it, deer, what did I find? But it was this Shravan Kumar. And as he was about to take last breath, said, please, my parents must be thirsty, please bring some water to them. So Dashrath was talking to Kaikeyi like this. He was sharing what had happened once. So as Dashrath had gone to Shravan Kumar's parents with the water, and he was trying to feed them water, not talking. Hey, Shravan Kumar, what did you talk today? What? And he's just trying to feed them water, because this was Dashrath. And so finally, as he had to respond, and then he tells all that had happened. And then those parents of Shravan Kumar had cursed. Well, Jai Ho, Gaurinthai Ki Jai, Sitaram Lakshman Manja Ki Jai. So as they were dying in the separation of their son was no more, so no reason to survive. So there was a curse. You also die just like we are dying now. So Dashrath knew one day this probably is going to happen to me. He did not know under what circle, how this would take place, but that was now happening to him. So that night he shared all this with Kaushalya, and same night he departed. So when Bharat returned to Ayodhya to find Ram was in the forest with Lakshman and Sita, and father was no more. And his mother was the cause, and he was furious. Very angry, totally disappointed. Gets on the case of Kaikeyi. And he's not interested becoming the king. No, Ram is the king. He has to be the king. Not me. That sounds like Treta Yug, someone from Treta Yug, right? If it was just our times, I would have gone for it. But there's a different quality of consciousness, different values in those ages. That's why the age of gold and what, bronze and like that. Then silver, okay. Gold, silver, bronze, and this is iron. Scrap iron. Can't compare. So then Bharat, he wants to go meet Ram wherever he is. Find him out and bring him back. He thinks he could bring him back. He's kind of taking by. Yes! I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring Ram back. And so many family members are ready to go with him. The mothers are ready to go with him. His brother is ready to go with him. He takes small army with him. He's going to the forest. Some army. He's not going as Vanvasi. He's going as his son of the king. So he comes to that spot, where Ram had spent the night, where king had offered, yeah, you could come to my palace, we heard yesterday. Palace? No. Me? No, and nothing to do with the palace. And he had just slept on the bank of the river. And from there he had crossed the river, as we just heard a few minutes ago. So thus, Bharat comes to that spot and he meets the same this Vishad, Nishad Raj Gu mentioned in Ramayana. Oh, have you heard of our Ram? Has he gone this way? Oh, sure, he was here. He even spent the night here. What do you mean spend night here? There's nothing here to reside in. Oh, there's a right there. You see that? Some grass. He just lied down on that dry grass the other night. This is where he spent the night. And what about his dinner? Oh, he just ate some fruits and berries and some fruits. And when Bharat heard this was too much for him to hear and handle, and he wants to do the same thing. If Ram is living like this, I will also follow the same standard. And he gets into this mood and takes that vow. And he, next 14 years. So they cross the river, they go to Bharadvaj Muni's, same ashram, they're like following the same path. And Bharadvaj Muni says, whereabouts? Yes, you see that mountain, Chitrakoot there. So Ram should be around there, in there. So he goes in that direction. Now they're coming closer to where Ram and Lakshman were staying. Lakshman saw, he was on the top of a tree. Lakshman is always guarding. He's an angarakshak, he's a bodyguard. He's Shankarshan, he's a protector. Like a Balram, these are... It's always protecting. That is his position, constitutional position also. Lakshman is Balram, Shankarshan. So he was on guard. He's in the forest, so he's guarding Ram and Sita. So he sees army coming and he notices Bharat is there. He runs to Sri Ram. Hey, get ready, let's get ready. What for? He says, we have to fight. He thought that Bharat had come to fight with Sri Ram. And Ram had to cool him down. Calm down, calm down. Bharat, and he's going to fight with us now? No way. So that great meeting of the two brothers took place, Chitrakoot. You get to visit the very spot where they met, where two brothers stood as they were meeting, embracing each other. Where they stood, those rocks melted just by the touch and kind of atmosphere and their feelings of brotherly affection and friendship. And the rocks melted. If our hearts could melt, that would be something. And then this whole appeal, of course, that was the purpose of Bharat visiting Sri Ram. You have to come. You are the king. No, please return. Please come. Let's go. Now he was making all appeals. From this angle, that angle, then of course, before that, Ram also gets the news of Dashrath being no more, and, we could only imagine Sri Ram's feelings. He felt all vacant world without father being no more. So when father is no more, elder brother is like a father. You have to come. Don't take my mother's world seriously and forget her boons, and you come, you rule us. But the promise is promise. Ram is known for that. He is ekvachani. He is ekvachani, ek patni, and ek barni, like that way here. Once he has given promise, he's keeping his father's promise, in fact. Father had promised Kaikai, but he was involved with that promise, connected with that promise. So he took that upon himself. So, 14 years, no question of me returning. Bharat is falling at his feet and all that. And finally Ram says, you could take my sandal, wood, these shoes. I won't come. Take my sandal. Take my shoes. So that's all that he could bring back to Ayodhya. Not Ram, but his shoes. He took them on his head, and he was going to place them, these shoes, on the throne. Considering Ram is there, he is the ruler, and him sitting at the feet, those feet. Before he goes, but you gotta make sure 14 years, as soon as 14 year period is completed, you have to be back. If you are 1 second, 1 moment longer delayed, well, then do not come back. Or if you come, not come, it won't make any difference to me. I won't be there. I won't survive 1 minute, 1 moment longer. So Rama had to promise, yes, yes, brother, I will come. As soon as 14 years, the day, the moment they are completed, I will be back. So with that hope, that anticipation that brother Ram would be back, Bharat returns. But he doesn't enter Ayodhya. We were there last month. There's a place called Nandigram, just at the outskirts of Ayodhya. He stays there for 14 years. He doesn't enter the capital city of Ayodhya. And the shoes of Sri Ram were in Nandigram. And he was leading life just like Ram's life in Vanvas, in Van. Same foods, no stitched clothes. He had matted hair, long hair, no hair cutting, no cooked food. That was Bharat following that 14 years and waiting and watching. He was counting. Thing not moving. When you have fun, time flies. Otherwise, you think, what's that? For Bharat, it was like that. Like 1 day was like like 1 year without Ram for him. So after many years, there in Chitrakoot, Ram proceeds down south to Dandakaranya. And this Aranyakand of Ram, this is Dandak Aranya. Dandak, not mentioned, Aranya. So that's Dandakaranya. The central India, parts of Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, like that. Parts of Andhra Pradesh. That was whole central region. Dandakaranya, very thick forest. So he moves on to the place which now has become known as Ramtek, not far from Nagpur, the present in Nagpur. There, which was abode, one time abode of so many sages, rishis, munis, performing their tapasya in their beautiful setting, natural setting. But as Ram was there, he noticed that there were the human skulls and the skeletons everywhere as he was walking, traversing, going from one ashram to another ashram, and big piles sometimes. What is this? And he was informed, the Rakshasas. And this is what the leftover of the rishis and munis, these Rakshasas ate them up, just left just the bones behind. And when Ram heard of this, he took his bow and arrow, and he takes vow that he will wipe out all the demons, all the Rakshasas from the planet. Ram take, this Ram's vow, Ram Sankalp. This is also the place where Agastya Rishi's ashram. You could go visit Agastya Rishi's ashram. There we, you could also, if you go, you could read the inscription writing on the wall that says, Ram visited that place 8,80,000 years ago. 8,80,000 years, close to 9,000 years. So, someone was asking whether Ram was in this last Treta Yuga or previous one. Couldn't be previous one. If it is 8 lakhs, according to that inscription also, and other understandings are also there. Then Agastya Rishi suggested Sri Ram to proceed in direction of Godavari and reside there. So Ram, Sita, Lakshman, they're kind of coming down southerly direction. From there they go, you know, eastward, southeast, towards Godavari, which is presently known as Panchavati, also known as Nasik. Panchavati, there are 5 banyan trees, what of Rakshas, Ram's time. They are even there now. If you go tomorrow, you could take flight. And if you don't have faith, or you could telephone someone in Nasik. They had been witnessing Lord's pastimes there, those trees. So that Godavari, the sages, they always choose to be on the bank of some lake or river. They need lots of water for being suci, being clean. The water has lots of a big role to play. Also, those who the water as it flows is good for meditation. So when you stay on the bank of a river or bank of ocean, bank of a lake, it makes you broad-minded, big-minded. So, it's just something that helps to become more God-conscious. Ram himself, he was a God himself. He doesn't have to become Ram-conscious or Krishna-conscious. But natural surroundings. So they also made their Parnakutir there. They were staying there. They had good time, wonderful time. And then comes Shurpanakha, comes there, the sister of Ravan, with a proposal. No, first Ram. Ram was the target. Ram said, I'm with my wife, but Lakshman is by himself. So she was kind of being pushed back and forth, and then she was trying to harass. She was thinking she was a masterpiece of beauty or Miss Universe. Get rid of this creature. Go for me. See, Surpanakha means her nails were like a soup, not drinking soup. Soup that you use, have you ever used? Maybe your soup. Supro. Gujarati ma. Supro. Marathi means the soup. Sara sara ko gahi rakhe, thotha dehi udai. That one. Keeps all the sar, all the grains and everything else. Thotha dehi udai. That. The big one, long one. So she had her nakhun. Nails were one soup here, one there. Filed. So Surpanakha. You find some Surpanakhas around? Coming in that tradition. Pretty dangerous, huh? They have these Surpanakhas. Still, she thought she was a... as she was now attacking, harassing Sita, because her proposal was not going anywhere. Then Lakshman, he became furious, and he chopped off her nose and ear also. The place where it fell, that place has become known as Nasik. Nasik, named after Nasika of Surpanakha. Not a very auspicious name. And then some more things were tried. Kar Dushan. She goes back there and they come with a big army of 14,000 strong and wanted to battle with Ram or defeat him. But Ram just brushed them aside. They are finished. And then Surpanakha goes all the way to Sri Lanka and the whole reporting was done. Trying to take revenge. Of course, she went with her nose still bleeding and that Ram has a wife. She should be good for you. You're just mere mortal, this Ram. Jeez. And taking revenge and this desire of having Sita as his consort or queen. Yes, he was ready. But he wanted help from Marichi. Marichi was very tricky. And he had different powers of changing bodies and imitating voices. Mimicry, they call? So when Ram proposed that, you please come along, where to? And he mentioned what the mission was. We have to get Sita, or we had to fight with Sri Ram. And when Marichi heard the name of Sri Ram and they too will be battling, he said, no. Let's not mess up with this Sri Ram. Because this Marichi, he had a first-hand experience of the prowess of Sri Ram. When Vishwamitra Muni had come to Ayodhya asking for, I like to have your two sons, Ram and Lakshman, so that when we perform our yajna, swaha, swaha, we don't want any disturbances, so They could be good guards. So, of course, Dashrath was not ready, and then Vasishtha Muni had also to intervene and let them go. And as they were there, the first demon Ram had killed was Tartaka. Also lady, the demon is. In Ram's, Krishna's pastime, the first demon he killed was Putana, and here it was Tartaka. And then he had made this Marichi also target, and when Ram shot his arrow, his Marichi was lifted in the air and thrown some few thousand miles all the way in Lanka. And he survived, so that was the power of Ram's arrow. As he shot arrow, he gave a lift and person landed in Lanka. So when he remembered, or when he heard Marichi that Ravan was proposing, to encounter with that Ram, no, he started trembling. No, it don't work. Now I say, Yara, come. No, I can't, no. And he was also convincing, in fact, forget this proposal. No. Not that I shouldn't go, but you also should not go. If you really care for your life, forget making Ram's Sita as your wife, just think of your life. If you want to survive, you better stay behind. But then again, Ravan changed his mind and he wanted to go, and Marichi was not willing. I will kill you! And he was pretty serious. Ravan was serious about killing Marichi. And then Marichi, okay, let's go. Because he was thinking, if I go, I die. If I don't go, I die. Better let Ram kill me, better than this demon killing me. I won't get nothing out of this kind of killing. If Ram kills me, that will be perfection of my life. Let me go. Okay, let's go. So they both went. And this Marichi becomes the deer and begins dancing around the fence, the gardens, around the humble abode residence of Sita, Ram, Lakshman, and it was quite charming creature, the deer. And the deer catching attention of Sita, and Sita wanted, she kind of fell in love with that. No, I must have this, I must, Ram! Well, once get something into the head of a woman. Right? I don't know, but I hear. Can't get out. So, as Sita was insisting, then Ram was ready to go. And chase after that deer and bring him back alive or dead. But then he had to make arrangement. Yes, Lakshman, you stay with Sita. So as Ram was behind this deer, the deer started running away from the ashram, and Ram was chasing after her. And at quite some distance away, as the deer made a sound, Lakshman! Help, Lakshman! It sounded just like Ram's voice. It was the voice of this deer. He played this trick, sending a signal, message that Ram is in distress, Ram is in difficulty, Ram is needs help. And then Sita, well, couldn't help, but sent Lakshman, and Lakshman was not willing, and then Sita starts making all kinds of accusing him, and, oh, I understand your ill intentions, oh, you're waiting for this moment, oh, I know you, and so the poor Lakshman, he had to do as Sita said, to leave. So he was a junior brother. Ram was elder. He was junior, and he had to. He knew this is not the right thing to do, leaving Sita around unprotected. No. But he just had to obey the command. We hear, I don't know what reference, but we hear that Lakshman had made up his mind. The next time I appear, I incarnate, I'm not going to be the junior brother. I'm going to be the elder brother. And that is, Balaram. Ram becomes the, Lakshman becomes Balaram. And Ram is Krishna. And like that, he is in superior position. So, well, that cleared the path of Ravan. He was just waiting, hiding around the corner. And as Ram and Lakshman were away, he comes on the scene, disguised as a Brahmin. Bhiksham Dehi, Bhiksham Dehi. He was a Brahmin also. I mean, he knew mantras and was quite learned. But just being learned doesn't mean a devotee. Hiranyakashipu also was very austere, tapasvi. That doesn't mean devotee of the Lord. And who was Jarasan? He also was very charitable. Dani, but not devotee. So, na dani na tapasana chejaya. Lord says that in Bhagavad Gita. Just because someone is dani and tapasvi and bhaktiyatva ananya shakya, by bhakti only I could be achieved. Or you could perform tapasya, but should be for the Lord. Yad karosi, yad asnasi, yad juhosi, dadasi, yad tapashyasi, kaunteya tad kuru swamada arpanam. So if it is arpanam for the Lord, you do tapasya, and you do dan for the Lord, and even whatever you eat for Lord, or eat Krishna prasad. Tad kuru swamada arpanam. That's perfection. Otherwise, tons of tapasya goes on, and charity shows are also going on. But that doesn't mean, and people are learned also. That has very little to do with devotion, not necessarily. These all things meant devotion unto the Lord. So, Ravan was a pandit. So he knew the mantras and the tantras. He was a big tantric also. So then, he was glorifying Sita and making all the proposals. Be my queen, why here in the forest and come to the palace. And chanting his own glories of I'm Lankesh, and even the demigods are scared of me and all this. And the Sita, the chest lady, Pativrata, Sati. Ram had, his vow was ek patni, he was ek patni, his vrat was ek patni vrat. One wife, as Sita. And for Sita, Pativrat. Pativrata. So he has taken ek patni vrat and she has pativrat. She is pativrata. Different vrats are there. Vrat. Brahmacharya vrat is also there. Ekadasi vrat is there. Different vratas. Vows and sankalpas. And with great determination those things are followed. So, this is another vrat of Sita and Ram. Pativrata and ekpatni vrat. If this is followed by present day, humanity could make a big difference. Big difference. Could change the face of the earth. Just by doing this, just like Ram, following in his footsteps, or do this or that, little changes could make a big difference. But now even in Delhi, every month 700 families are there with their divorce papers. Every month 700, the numbers are growing. So, not far behind America. So when we were little, children, we used to hear, oh, we are 200 years behind, and we are 150 years behind the West, we are 100 years, we are 50 years, and now we are caught up. We are right there, or even sometimes ahead of them, in some respect. Very unfortunate. Prabhupada was the one who knew the value of India or ancient India and the culture and dharma and the principles and the real wealth. Everyone else kept, oh, we are poor country. So everyone going to the West only to beg. But Prabhupada did not come to beg, he came to deliver, give the gift, the best gift of India. And that's these shastras, this culture, this Bhagavad Dharma, this Bhagavad Gita, chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. This is the wealth. Prabhupada was convinced. This is the wealth of Bharatvarsha. Oh, why have you come to our country? Question raised by a correspondent, reporter in London. Swamiji, why have you come to our country? And the Swamiji had to say that, oh, you were also there in India for almost 200 years. Of course, my purpose is different, not that I'm here to take revenge, or you came, so I also have come. Barabari ho gayi. So, you had been, whatever you thought was a valuable from India, you all had been looting that, stealing that, bringing that over to England, including the Kohinoor ka Hira and many other things. They just were cleaning up and taking boat loads of this and that, whatever they think was valuable. So Prabhupada said, you have been doing this, but you know, your viceroys, I think they were calling viceroy, they are representatives of Britain in India. They left behind the real wealth, the most valuable things they left behind. So I have come to deliver those. Free delivery, home delivery. So when asked, oh, what are those gifts? He said, the ancient culture of our nation, this is the gift of our nation to the rest of the world. The knowledge contained in Gita and Bhagavatam, this is the gift of my country. And the names of God, this is Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. So that's Srila Prabhupada. In fact, he had come to New York first. And we may say, oh, practically empty pocket, or $5 in the pocket. He had $5 when he reached New York, which he did not even spend those $5. Those $5 stayed intact. And when Prabhupada went back to India, then he took taxi from Delhi airport to Chippewada, which is near Red Fort. He had to pay taxi fare. And you know how much was a taxi fare? 40 rupees. $5 were 40 rupees. So he paid that taxi bill, 40 rupees to that taxi wala. He did not. So he started with $5. In fact, he had not even used. So he was like a zero balance. He had nothing. But his wealth was the holy name. So he was the wealthiest person. That is how he was able to make at least some of the dropouts, some of the misguided, frustrated American boys into happy beings, happy human beings. Although they were hippies, they became happies. Prabhupada in India with pride would say, I went to the West, even hippies have become happies. Yes. He was proud. So if hippie could become happy, then, but if you're already happy, then more happy. So all the wealth that could not make Americans happy, Prabhupada's formula, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's holy name, made them happy. And they're sticking to this holy name for the last 20, 30, 40 years, and they're happy. So we say he had no money, no friends. Well, in one sense, it's true that when Prabhupada came off that Jaladut boat. He did not know whether to turn left or right. It was by himself. Yeah. But the best friend also was accompanying him. His best friend is Lord Sri Krishna. So he was with the best friend, and he was the wealthiest person because holy name was his wealth, his property. So Ravan was making all these proposals, but because of Sita being a cultured Pativrata, there's no question of her budging an inch or even considering proposal. No way. So she was not submitting to his proposal. Then Ravan, even to scare her, you know, he assumes a gigantic form, his regular Ravan size, and he had 10 heads, and still she was fixed. But then Ravan overpowers her, snatches her, grabs her, and he is off into the sky, flying towards his capital, Lanka. And Sita is screaming, crying for help. Ram, 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 help, help. Somebody help, somebody pass on the word to my Ram. And no responses. And she noticed that on the top of nearby tree, the Jatayu was kind of a sleepy state. Old. Jatayu was old. 60,000 years old. Not much. 60,000 years old. Of course, Ram had come across the Jatayu as he was entering this Dandakaranya and getting closer to this Panchavati Godavari. And he thought he had this some kind of demon here. And he was ready to kill him. But then Jatayu gave a whole introduction of himself, including part of the piece of information. Oh, I knew your father, you know, we are close. There's some kind of relationship between Jatayu and Dashrath. We were close. So Ram spared him. And he also had agreed that I will be on guard. I'll be protecting you. So Sita was being snatched. And Sita cried for help. And Jatayu, he really woke up and he gave a big fight, real fight. He fought with all his might. Although very old in age, and Ravan was kind of young fellow. But Jatayu fought. And the fighting lasted in the sky. There were like two mountains were battling, pushing. Jatayu also managed with the claws, you know, Jatayu is a claws, bird. He killed those mules yoked to his chariot, is the description, with the claws. Then he, with the use of the beak, he killed the chariot driver of Ravan. And he smashed the chariot into pieces. And then Ravan had to land, and both of them were down on the ground. The battle further. But after a long battle, this elderly old Jatayu was exhausted. And Ravan took advantage and he chopped off the wings of Jatayu. And then again took Sita and flying the skyways in direction of Lanka. As they are flying over that Rishimukh Parvat, where Sugriv and his four ministers, including Hanuman, they were there. She throws some of her clothing and some ornaments and pearls and necklaces, leaving some indication behind. And as Ram was returning, he thought he had accomplished the mission of killing this deer. And he noticed, "Oh, Lakshman, hey! Why are you here?" Well, then he had to explain why, the reasons. And Ram was very disappointed, very angry. "Why did he disobey my command?" And as they were both returning towards their kutir, all the jackals were howling and all the bad omens were all around, and Ram was thinking, for sure this meant either Sita has by now been killed by some Rakshasa or taken away. Ram was kind of sure of this. And as they finally returned to the kutir, only to find Sita is not here. Well, he was not surprised. Ram was not surprised. But he was certainly displeased. And then they start the whole search for Sita. "Sita, Sita," they're screaming all over top of the mountains, into the valleys and the plains, and they go everywhere, combing, searching, looking, crying, praying. Even Ram, in his kind of the madness, is asking the trees and the bushes and the animals, "Oh, have you seen, oh, whatever, and you at least, have you seen anybody here? Seen my Sita going this way?" It was very similar to those gopis searching for Krishna. As if it was now reverse. Here, Ram was looking for Sita or gopi. That's gopi for him. Only one deer, as Ram was inquiring, from the deer he was inquiring. The deer raised his head. Ram thought, this is some indication. There's Sita into the air and gone in this direction. He was watching that deer. The deer raised as if pointing out that way, that way. So by this time they were just searching around where their residence was. But now they took this clue from the deer and they started going south. And only after some distance they begin seeing the battle ground. These two, Jatayu and Ravan, had battled, and they saw the mules and the broken cart and Well, Ram was, well, was expecting the worst. Yeah. Fresh signs were there. Some Rakshasas have battled over my Sita. And also some of the bangles, broken bangles and ornaments also. And further they go, some blood. Well, we thought this is, there's no need to search any further. Sita is no more. Thought that blood was Sita's blood. They follow that trail, those bloods, and there they see the bird, one bird. Ah! Rakshas in disguise of the bird. This is the job of this demon. And Ravan was ready to kill him. But as he was more closer, he could see, oh, Jatayu! It was Jatayu. What happened? And the whole tale was told. I did my best. And finally, saying the last words as Ra, the bird fell in the lap of Sri Ram, looking at his face and chanting his names. Bird left, departed. It's another tragedy. Already they were looking for Sita and had not found. And they had just heard what had transpired, and now Jatayu is no more. They cried and lamented over the loss of Jatayu. Two brothers, they performed all the final rites for Jatayu. They went everywhere looking for firewood. They collected the wood, prepared funeral pyre, put the body of Jatayu on the top to the flames, chanted all the mantras and all the rituals they followed. Finally taking bath in Godavari. They thought when their father Dashrath died, they were not able to attend that funeral. At least his friend, Dashrath's friend, Jatayu, when he departed, and he rendered great service to us. So he, both brothers did fulfill their obligations. And as they were proceeding, searching, looking to get any more clues, then this Kabanda, he was a special person, cursed, body deformed, and Ram also battled with them, Ram chopping his right hand, Lakshman chopping off his left hand. And, could you provide us some clues of whereabouts of Ravan? He said, no, I don't know. I have no information. Whereabouts. But then Kabanda says, you proceed. You go in the direction of Pampa Sarovar. There's Sugriv there with his ministers residing on the Rishimukh mountain. He is in similar difficulty as yours. He is also separated from his wife. He's kind of in exile. So maybe he could become allies. And he has big army of monkeys. They could go everywhere on the earth looking for Sita. They could help find Sita for you. So Ram and Lakshman, they proceed. And they were also going to meet Shabari on the banks of Pampa Sarovar. And they were also going to meet, for first time, they were going to meet Hanuman. There's no Hanuman in the picture so far. So now as they go to Pampa Sarovar, Sugriva is going, hey, go find out. Are these some spies of Vali coming? Go, go, go. And Hanuman is going to be in disguise as some old Brahmin. Going down and approaching and inquiring. And prior to that, of course, meeting with Shabari. And then finally meeting with Sugriva and killing of Bali, and then more search for Sita. And so we'll talk of those matters, those pastimes, in third and final Ramayana session tomorrow. Jai Sri Ram.